Tonight, I want to talk about a Pesach topic, something that I saw addressed briefly on the Otsar HaChachma Forum. It was presented last year in the context of the war in Ukraine. It wasn't clear if it was actually a Maaseh Shehayah Shaila or a theoretical Shaila that could have happened there, but it really could be relevant in any Shas Chag situation. And that is, what would happen if one person has only two kezeisim of matzah? And he's having a seder together, or he's with someone else who has no kezeisim of matzah. So, do we say that the person with the two kezeisim of matzah should eat both kezeisim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah derabanan of having both the achilas matzah kezayis and the afikoman kezayis, or should he just be mekayim the ikar adin mitzvah derais of having one kezeisim of matzah and give his friend the other kezeisim of matzah, so the friend could be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa as well? Or the other iteration of the shaila is, let's say you only have enough matzah, you have two kezeisim and you could either have the two kezeisim tonight or have one tonight and have the other one tomorrow. Should you have the two tonight and tomorrow you'll be in anus, or should you plan ahead and have the one kezeis tonight and another one tomorrow? That's not exactly the same shaila, but some of the posts that we'll see that address the first shaila address it in terms of the second formulation. The second formulation is like the story of the Sambar Rebbe, that someone came to him and wanted his backing to build a new Samar Moshe of Bnei Brak. And the Sambar Rebbe said, "I don't think it's financially feasible." And the person who came to him said, "Why doesn't the Rebbe have bitachon?" So the Sambar Rebbe said, "That reminds me of a story that happened to me before the war when I was vacationing in the summer, one of the resort towns in Europe. And another Rebbe came there for Shabbos and I wanted to be mechabed him with a cup of wine. But I realized if I give him the cup of wine, then he's not good. I won't have enough wine for Avdallah because we had exactly enough wine for that Shabbos." So my Gabbai said to me, "Why don't you have bitachon and give him the cup of wine and have bitachon that we'll have more wine for Avdallah?" So the Sambar Rebbe said, I said to myself, "I don't understand. I'm the Rebbe. So how is it my Shamash has more bitachon than I do?" So he gave him the cup of wine and followed the advice of the Shamash. And then before Avdallah, the Shamash had another bottle of wine from his stash that the Rebbe didn't know about. So the Rebbe said, "It's easy to have bitachon when you have another bottle of wine in the closet." But be that as it may, the Mechaber writes in Siman Taf Pei Beis. Let's pull up the share screen. Tama writes in Siman Tav Pei Beis, what taka happens where you only have one kezias of matzah to deal with Leil HaSeder? Mi she'ein lo matzah mishumeres al kezias. So you may have other matzah, but not matzah that's usable for the Seder. So you only have one kezias of matzah that's usable for the Seder. Mevarech al achilas maror va'ochel. So skip the matzah, just go right into maror. And then, kishigomri sudasi matzah ein mishumeres, mevarech al achilas matzah v'ochel osa kezias. So you save the one kezayis of matzah you have for that if you come in, and that way you can be mekayim the mitzvah matzah and be mekayim the afikomen and the din of ein maftir and achar ha-pesach afikomen. So what happens in our shaila, our situation where a person has two kezayis, and we can either have both himself or give one to his friend that has nothing? Related shaila, Birka Yosef Chida, that's him in Tav Pei Beis, Shnayim Shahayim Beveis Hasur, and there are two people in jail. Oba Midbar, or they're in the desert without too many supplies. Bilel Pesach, the Ein Lahem Kiyam Kezayis Echad Matzah B'Simsum. So all they have is one Kezayis, and there are two people. What do you do? Man De'Olam Gavar. So Man De'Olam Gavar Machlokas Rishonim. Does that mean Man De'Olam, but whoever has a stronger Raya or beat the guy up? So here it doesn't. We're not talking about Rayas here. Here we mean beat the guy up. So whoever is literally stronger gets the matzah, the chotev kezayis matzah v'ochlo. Whoever literally has the upper physical hand grabs a matzah and can eat it. Beis Yehuda Siman Nun Ches. Beis Yehuda was a contemporary of the Chida, I believe, also in Italy at a time at least. Shuas Beis Yehuda Arachayim Siman Nun Ches. So he used to ask this very shaila. So first he says, Luch Ora Nira, that if one of the people is a gadol mechaveira b'chachma b'maisa, one of them is more chashuv, then he should have precedence, like the din of calling the kodesh mechaveira kodesh chaveira. Just like in general, seder advarim by Hakrabas Karbanos by Kiyumei Mitzvos, that that which is Mekudesh has Kedima over anything else. So the person who's a bigger Talmid Chacham, the more Chasha person, he should have Kedima Midin Mekudesh. Just as we have a parallel halacha when you have Av B'no who need to learn Torah, and they're both equivalent to Av Kodem, but if the son is Charif, that he's Kodem, maybe that's a similar idea of Mekudesh. But he's not really sure whether this is relevant over here. He points out the Mishnah in the second parak of Yuma, when it comes to the Trumas HaDeshen, that originally whoever wanted to be Toreim would go and do it himself. And then there were fights, and people would run up the ramp of the Mizbeach. So whoever got there first was Zoche. And if two people got there at the same time, then the Mamuna says, Hatzbiu, they would have a lottery. So maybe here, you should say Ma'adolim Gavar, and if they're both equally strong, then you have a lottery. Yesh Lidchos, Shani Hassan, Zuchiyav Ramas Hadeshen, Eina Chovas HaGufa Mithelsa Kol HaChav Yachad. Chuvas Hadeshen, Zuchiyav Gavar just has to get done. Here, there is a Zuchiyav Gavar. So maybe over here, we wouldn't go for the lottery. Maybe here, it's all called the Olam Gavar. Zuchayin Adas Nota. So that's the Arichas of the Beis Yehuda that the Chida just says, bottom line, if you have one Kesayis HaMatzah, two people, call the Olam Gavar. It's also quoted in the Shari Tshuva there on the side of Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Pei Beis. He doesn't like call the Olam Gavar. He says, call the Olam Gavar, isn't that Gezela? Now, we don't really know who owns the Matzah to begin with, but he seems to be assuming that either no one owns the Matzah or the person that's going to be Olam is not the owner. I'm not sure how he knows that, but he says that's an issue of Gzela. Masik Zula, you're not Yotze, even if it doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, it's a violation of the requirement of Lachem, it's about Bavera. So he doesn't think that Kol De'Olam Gavar is going to help. So he's a bigger fan of the lottery. He says, especially if you have a case slightly different here, the end of this paragraph. Let's say you have 1.5 Kazasim. So 1.5 kezeisim won't help both of them because you need at least a kezeis. So presumably, he says, if you're going to split it halfway, then no one's going to have a kezeis. 3/4 of a kezeis, 3/4 of a kezeis doesn't help anyone. So presumably, you split it. One person will have one kezeis. The other person will have half a kezeis. So only one of them is being mekayem the mitzvah per se, pending what we'll see in a few moments. So you should split it that way. And you should have a pious, you should have a lottery, and follow the results of the lottery. Okay. Then the Birka Yosef has another comment. In Ein lo rak pachas mikazayis masabul el Pesach. Let's say you don't even have a kazayis. All you have is less than a kazayis. Ein lo chiyav klal lo ochlo v'lamitzu klal. So Muskal Rishon, if you don't have a kazayis, you're not Yosef anything. There's nothing to be gained by having half a kazayis and masabul el Seder. If you don't have a shir, you don't have a shir. Shvus Yaakov. V'nir lisa zechidah. Diksas mitzvah ika. Maybe there's a little bit of a mitzvah. Just like Chatzis Shiur in the Torah, so in the realm of Isurim, there's significance to Chatzis Shiur. Huadin, diksas mitzvah of Chatzis Shiur. Just like Chatzis Shiur in the Torah, there's a violation of an Isur of Chatzis Shiur. Maybe there's a kiyum mitzvah of a mitzvah in the Chatzis Shiur. The lo yehi elu l'zeikar mitzvah tzarech lo'achlo. So he says, not really a kiyum mitzvah, but maybe you gain something. Maybe there's a mitzvah something if you're going to have a chatzi shir, even if you have half of a kezias. So the Shari Tshuva quoted this part of the Chida also, and that's a big chiddush. The Stechem talks about some of this in a couple places. One of them is in the first volume, Os, and the letter Ches, Klal Yudbeis. He quotes his Chida, and he says, he has a Ritva in Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes, when it comes to Lechem Hapanim, that you could be Yosei chilas lechem upon him, relevant to chilas kachim in general, even if you eat less than a shear, but see if you have a shear. Maybe that's not relevant over here. There's no mitzvah on the gavra either. He goes to chida, and he's not such a he ultimately is not such a fan. He doesn't think that there is any compelling raya to say that there's a kiyum mitzvah even mimiksas if you have a chatzishir. So that's a slightly different shaila than the shaila that we began with, where either case one of the chida, you only have one kezayis for two people. Case two of the chida, you don't even have a kezayis for one person. What about our shaila, where there are two kezayisim? Either one person could have both, or he could be generous and give his friend the other one. So, in the person who originally posted this in the Oser HaChachma forum pointed out the following couple of marmakamos, which he acknowledges aren't directly relevant to the issue at hand. One of them is a Mishabur in Hilchas Chanukah, Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sukkot and Vav, based on a Magen Avraham. Misha Ein Lo Shemen Harbe, Yitain Be'echad Shemen Kishir, Vamosir Chalik Lekulam, Shem Yasa Lekulam B'Shava Lo Yadlik Afilu Echad Kishir. If you don't have enough oil that all the candles should burn a sufficient shear, so at least make sure that one of them is going to burn the sufficient shear. Let's say you have enough oil to get by for all of Hanukkah. Your friend has nothing. So better that you should just be Mekayim the Neri based on the Ikar Adin, light one candle a night, and let your friend do a Neri Shabbos, light one candle a night, rather than you do the Mahadran of Ner L'Kol Echad B'Echad every night and have your friend left with nothing. So this isn't exactly the same Shaila, because here it's just a matter of Heder Mitzvah. The Ikar Adin is clearly Neri Shabbos. Mahadran is just that. That's Mahadran. So here, it makes a lot more sense to say you should be mochel on your mahadrin in order to allow your friend to be mekayim the ikar mitzvah. Our shaila is, we're not talking about a mahadrin, we're talking about a kima v'din derabanan, so that may be different than a cheshbon of mahadrin. Then there's an Eliyahu Rabbah, Siman Tafresh in Ches in Hilchos Lulav, who quotes a maril, minhagi maril, Hilchos Lulav Os Yud-Gimel. Adam sheyeshlo esrog miyuchad, uli'er acheres ein lehem esro klal. Let's say you have a very nice esrog, and the next hand over doesn't have a single esrog at all. Mutav sheyeshlo chenu l'sham kidei sheyetsu rabim yidei chavason. Who you are chal klal. So in your town, as was the case for centuries in Europe, there's one esrog per town. So in your town, there's the town esrog, the rabbi's esrog that everyone says a bracha on, and you have your own mehudradik esrog. And the next town over, there's nothing. So better send your mehudradik esrog to the next town, so everyone in the next town can say bracha, and you'll be yosef with the rabbi's esrog here in your town. So again, that's a hiddur mitzvah consideration, or here everyone will be yotzei, however you get around the lachem issue of being give matan or whatever you need to do, but you'll still be yotzei the ikra din mitzvah of sukkah, and then allow other people to be yotzei the mitzvah as well. So again, it's not exactly the same cheshbon that we are discussing in our context. But what about our shaila? Minchas Olav, the Munkacher addresses it chelik beis simin lamed ches, and he frames it in terms of that we discussed previously, I think last year, 2 years ago, Parshas Kisisa, the Sugya and Shabbos, Daf Gimel Anta Daf Dalet of Chatei B'Shvil Yiska Chaverch, which the Gemara there asks rhetorically, and the Machlokas is showing him is when is it rhetorical and when is it in fact the case. The example there in the Gemara of Rediyas HaPas, that someone put in dough to the oven before Shabbos, and if you're going to leave it there and not do anything, not intervene, he will end up violating a Malacha Daraisa. So under what circumstances can you remove the violating an Issur Derabanan to save him from violating a Malacha Daraisa? Or other sugyas, Eirvin Lamed Beis, can you be Toreim Shelo Minamukav in order to prevent someone else from eating Tevel? So you're going to violate an Issur Kal to prevent someone else from violating an Issur Chamor. So Tosfos in that sugya in Shabbos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, two positions there within Tosfos as far as the parameters of Chatei Bishvil Shetiska Chavercha. So one possibility in Tosfos is that where you have no responsibility for the aveira that's being violated, then we don't say Chatei even an Iser Kal. In the case of Torim Shalom and Amukaf, so there it was you were partially responsible for creating a situation where someone may eat tevel. Since you were somebody responsible for creating that situation of allowing an Amaris to eat tevel, so then we tell you to violate the Isser Kala being Torim Shalom and Amukaf. But if you had no responsibility at all, you had no involvement, it's not at all your fault that the other person may violate an Isser, then we don't say Chaytei B'Shvil Shetitzka Chavercha. Then Tosis has the other possibility that maybe if there's a significant imbalance between the aver that you're going to violate and what you're saving the other person from doing, maybe there we do say chaytei b'shul shetiska yiska chavercha. Maybe we do say that if there is an iser derabim or a if you have something or a mitzvah rabba, sorry. So in the case of Reb Elazar's Meshacher's Eved to make a minyan for Parshas Achor, so there's a mitzvah derabim. So we allow you to violate an iser in order to create facilitate the fulfillment of a mitzvah rabba or a mitzvah derabim. So bringing that back to our shaila, you wouldn't necessarily. It's not intuitive. It's not necessarily the case that you would frame our question the same way. Here we're not talking about violating an aveira. Here we're talking about losing the opportunity to be mekayim and mitzvah derabanan. That's not necessarily the same thing, but the Munkacher seems to assume that it really should operate within the same framework. So he says, regarding the shaila, he points out the person who asked the shaila got the shaila a little bit wrong, but the correct shaila is, let's say you have two kezesim of matzah leil seder number one. So you could either, the way he frames it, is give it to your friend tonight or keep the kezayis matzah for you to have another kezayis matzah the next night. He's not talking about eating two kezesim tonight versus one. He's talking about having one in the bank for tomorrow versus giving it to your friend for tonight. So first he says, Hinei pashit. That's only like we saw on the first day in Tosfos, Kisha Pasha Chavera, where there's some culpability. Yeah, we don't say Chatevish Chavercha. But over here, no one did anything wrong. Maybe here we will say Chatevish Chavercha, even if it's not an essay to Rabbim. And maybe you'll argue that this is an essay to Rabbim. Why? So he says, for example, you see that he quotes the Taz in Hilchos Lulav, that Lulav is considered to be a mitzvah de Rabbim because it's mi mitzvos hachag. So maybe by the same token, Matzah Mar is a mitzvah de Rabbim. So then we would always say, Chatei b'shvil sheyiska chavercha. But then he says, not necessarily. We see by Shofar, quotes the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Shofar, Taf Mem Vav, that only shofar where you're motzi, the whole tzibur, that's considered mitzvah derabim. But here, if it's just a yachid, even if it's an important mitzvah, that doesn't make it into mitzvah derabim. Maybe the same thing by lulav, it wouldn't be a mitzvah derabim for that reason. And then he says, in truth, we shouldn't really consider this a mitzvah derabim for the following cheshbon. You don't have to come out to that. He says, manashach. If matzah is a mitzvah derabim, so then your kezayis matzah the second night is a mitzvah derabim too. So leave out the second guy. And if it's so mehecha tesi to say that his mitzvah is going to trump your mitzvah. So maybe mitzvah derabim, he says, doesn't help you at the end. Anyway, so he's not fully sure how this should all work out in the end, but he does entertain that maybe Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chavercha would be relevant And maybe that would tell you to give it to the other guy, or maybe not. Now, there may be another consideration that the other guy that doesn't have the matzah to begin with, at the end of the day, he's an anus. So, anus rachmana patre, what's my obligation to someone who's an anus who, in a vacuum, has no liability and no culpability for not being Mekayim the mitzvah? Moshe talks about that in a different context related to Chatei, Chelek Aleph Arachayim Kuf Tezayin, Chelek Aleph Kuf Tezayin, that when it comes to an anus, now we're not really concerned about Chatei B'Shvashi Yizkor Chavercha, then you wouldn't consider that even on an Isser D'Rabban, under Isser Kal, we wouldn't be so quick to tell you to violate it because you're only doing it to prevent someone else from being in a compromised situation. That other person's in an anus anyway, anus rachmana patre. So it's not my achrayus to take him out of that anus situation where he's not really culpable to begin with. And finally, there's a tshuva of Rebbe Sol Stern, Deborah Sina's brother in Australia, tshuva Betzalel Chachma. Chela Gimel Simon Mem Gimel, Chela Gimel Simon Mem Gimel. He quotes a Chuas Machana Chaim who dealt with this Shaila. Person who has two Kazesim Matzah, do you give one Kazes to the other guy or have the two Kazesim yourself? See quotes from the Machana Chaim that here there is an Arvus per se. And it's not necessarily the case. He says, according to the Machane Chaim, he comes out that you should give the other guy the kezayis. Because other chodim that say that you shouldn't give the other guy the kezayis because, sorry, the other way around. He quotes other chodim that say that you should. The Machane Chaim says that you don't need to. Fine. And then he has the following observation. Al pizeh niyolni is daiti. Generally speaking, if you try to convince someone to sell you something that he doesn't want to sell you, that's a lo sachma lo sisava problem. The im gam lachomi menu over gam belav lo sachma. So if you're going to try to convince him to sell it, that's lo sisava. If you're going to buy it from him, that's lo sachma. That's only where the Baal HaChefetz is the legitimate owner of this object. So if you'll argue in our case that you're actually mechuyev to give the extra kezayis to the other person, and the other person asks you for that kezayis, then there wouldn't be any exposure of lo sisava or lo sachmod because he has every right to ask for this kezayis matzah, because halacha says that in fact the other person should give it, and you should be able to compromise your fulfillment of a mitzvah derabanan, or possibly even your ability to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa tomorrow night, if we don't get other matzah, in order to allow this other person to fulfill the mitzvah's matzah tonight. So those are some of the calculations that may go into this Shiloh. Okay, Mirza Hashem, we will resume after Pesach.
Hey, Shtayach, thank you.
Okay, Chag Kosher V'Sameach to everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Chavez.